Let us listen to God's word. Paul says, I therefore, prisoner of the Lord, thank you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. For there is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children tossed to and fro, blown around by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth and building itself up in love. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Equipping the saints for the work of ministry. That is our calling together. And what do we need to do to equip ourselves for this work? It seems when we think about equipping, whether we're talking about how you equip yourself ready to play tennis or whether it is some vocation we're in, there's preparation that's necessary. If you want to be a teacher, you need to be able to go to school and learn some important things. You need to learn the subject with which you're going to focus on and know it well enough to teach it. And then you need to know how learners learn so that you can provide it in a way in which they can pick it up and incorporate it and make it part of themselves so they can make use of that knowledge in a practical way. A lot of schooling, a lot of practical experience goes in preparing teachers to teach. It is the way in which they must equip themselves for that particular work. For architects, they need to understand all kinds of things about how good foundations are laid and walls and structures are put together, what the load-bearing walls are, what stress factors are possible. No matter how creative you want to be, you want the building to stand and to last the test of time. And so you need to learn all kinds of things about building materials and how they work and how you fit it together to make this product you've designed. Much, much schooling is required. Much, much practical experience is also necessary if you're going to be prepared to be an architect. For those who are in the healing profession, if you are a nurse, you need to understand how the body works. You need to understand how it is that we can participate and aid in the body's own ability to heal itself. But more than just the medical training which we find ourselves doing, we need to also understand how people respond in serious, delicate situations, facing surgeries, struggling with life and limb. How do we care for them in sensitive, caring ways? It is part of the equipping that nurses are about to prepare them in the field, and they need to actually practice it in the field to be proficient at that art. Parenting. Parenting is one of those things, because there is no manual given out at the beginning, we just have our previous experience of being parented and now our opportunity to try to care for this little thing in significant ways. Protecting it, providing for it, nurturing it, being patient with it, sometimes stern and corrective with it. We watch how others do. We talk to others about their experience and how they dealt with situations. Parenting becomes something that you just don't learn like some of these other things I've mentioned. They're things that you have to keep learning. You keep growing. You keep expanding. Hopefully you keep getting better at it. Whether you're a teacher, an architect, a nurse, or a parent, it is a lifelong experience of learning, hands-on. It's part of how we equip for that which God has called us. You know, those who are called to the professions of ministry and law and medicine, they refer to that work as the practice of. Now, remember that when you go see your doctor. They're in the practice of doing medicine. And yes, sometimes we are the subject of their practice. They are learning day after day in practical application as well as in extra classes and seminars. They are attempting to learn what it is that they need to do to diagnose a problem and find ways in which to address and respond to it. Ways in which they, like nurses, can aid in the healing process because the body has a miraculous ability to care for itself. But they are practices. They're not something you eventually arrive and say, I've made it. I'm done. I've learned all I need to learn. It is something that's a lifelong experience. And when one understands it that way, one can appreciate with humility that which I still have yet to learn. And to be open, continue to learn new things. The passage today talks about equipping the saints for the work of ministry. Now, this may come to a surprise to you, but guess who the saints are? You are. Oh, you think, I'm not very saintly at all. No, that's not the point. You're not saintly because of something you've done. You're forgiven because of what God has done in Christ. That makes you a part of the company of the faithful. Those who've gone before and those of you, like me, who are still here, we are saints in God's kingdom, and we are called to be about some work in the time we are here. And how do we prepare and equip ourselves for that work? Now, as I mentioned earlier, one of the ways in which in Christian faith we engage is we certainly study and learn about God's Word. It is central to who we are as people of faith. As Christians, studying this Word and discovering what it has to say to us and what we have to learn. The banner in which is stretched across the face of my office is your mission statement, to worship God, to study Scripture, and to practice the teachings of Jesus. And is there any better way to understand how we can be about all those things than to turn to this, which gives us some instructions about how to worship, gives us what we need to study, and then to see what Jesus did and what God did and what then we're supposed to be about. But that's an equipping process. It's not something you are born to do. You just come into this world and here I am, send me out. No, we prepare people, don't we? For anything we want them to do effectively and efficiently and faithfully. Even you, as you go out from this place into the world, most of your hours, how do you need to equip yourself as a person of faith to deal with the world in which you live? And part of that comes through practical application, trial and error, incurring a few hurts and bumps and bruises along the way, but then coming back into the company of believers to be able to be nurtured, encouraged, strengthened, and guided by how I might approach this situation differently in the next time. It also is true that those who are going to be involved in the mission of the work, whether you're going to give living waters to the world, you need to learn the process of what it means to understand that system, the situations you're going to be in, have the right equipment, the right people to manage it, and to set it up and to teach them how to make use of it. It is a process of learning and teaching and sharing. It's part of the preparation for you to go involved in that kind of ministry. If you're going to visit hospitals or nursing homes and you're going to care for people, then you probably need to have a time to learn from others who are doing it, what to do and what not to do. I remember recently sharing this with a family as they're caring for their loved one. And I said one of the things that happened to a young pastor once, he was coming in and trying to be caring and thoughtful and getting close up to the person in the bed and sharing with them. And at one point, the person started getting very colored. They were getting blue in the face, very concerned. And so they called for help. The nurses came running, and they went and aided and checked the situation over, and they addressed it. And the person began to get their normal color back. And then they turned to the pastor and said, "Now, you know, the thing that really would help most here is when we got you to take your foot off the oxygen." The young pastor didn't know any better. All kinds of wires and tubes and maybe stuffing on the air tube, hence creating difficulty for the patient. Not quite what you go there to do is to increase harm. It is to do no harm and to support those who are helping care for that person. It is something one needs to learn. When you approach somebody in the hospital room, when you care for somebody at their home, you're coming into their space, particularly the hospital space, which they have little control over. So much is done to them. So one of the things you're doing is it okay for me to be here at this time? Can I spend a moment with you? And then make your visit short, and you go on your way. There is the equipment that it takes for us to do any of these tasks. If you're going to teach a class here in the church, if you're going to go serve meals at Hope Lodge, if you're going to go off into some missionary work to do a build or a rebuild involved in Habitat, whatever the kinds of ministries you may find yourself called by God to do in the life of the church, you need to equip yourselves for this ministry. You just don't go do it. We all have gifts, and some things are certainly gifted more of than others, but we need to equip ourselves for the work of this ministry which God calls us to in Christ. Eventually, faithfully, hopefully, as we equip ourselves and engage ourselves and continue to learn ourselves throughout our whole long life's journey, we can increase witness, share God's love and grace and justice, and truly make a difference in the world for God in Christ. Last week we talked about Paul saying, "I beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have called." And now we hear Paul saying, you need to equip the saints for the work of ministry. So may we do with each other and for everyone. In Christ's name.